Good afternoon.
Shalom.
I'd like to speak to you on the subject of brotherly love. Most of us know that some parts of the scripture are more difficult to understand than other portions. There are difficult passages of scripture that the more you study, the more you work to understand what is meant, the more confused you become. Then you turn to the great theologians for a little help and find even more confusion, for they disagree. To put it simply, there are some scriptures that are just hard to understand. And there is much disagreement about what it really means. However, by far, most scriptures are not in that category. Just a little reading and a little studying and the help of the Holy Spirit, and you understand completely what God is meaning. And the Holy Spirit will apply the scriptures to your everyday life. The Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 31 is an example of this. It's very simple. It says, do to others as you would have them do to you. When you read this verse of scripture, you know exactly what God is telling you to do. We do not have to stand and scratch our head and meditate and think real hard to try to find out what he's saying. We know what we need to do for others. We know how we like people to treat us. We know how one feels when we say certain things to them. And we know how we feel when someone says something to us. Now we know exactly what Jesus is telling us in this verse of scripture. There's nothing tricky about the words. There's no translation problems. This verse is what we call the golden rule. And it's a principle of conduct that is timeless and is simple. So the only problem with this verse that anyone could ever have is putting it into practice. Now today we face the same challenge when we consider our text. The words are clear enough, but incorporate them into your life is where the problem is. The scripture simply puts it on how we ought to live intentionally and live our lives to win the respect of others around us. We need this message today because the church must have a strong witness to the world. Too many along the way have lost sight of what we might call everyday Christianity. Today we may live in a high-tech and sophisticated world, but the needs of the heart haven't changed since Jesus was on the earth.
今天我们虽然生活在一个高科技 很复杂的社会，但是我们所需要的并没有从耶稣基督以后并没有有所改变。
People still want to know, where is the message that can change my life? Forgive my sins and give me a fresh start.
人们仍然想知道那个能够改变我的生命帮助我宽恕我的罪孽使我有个新的开始的信息在哪里。
Today we need to hear what God is saying through His Word to us.
今天我们要需要听到神通的话语在对我们说什么。
Listen in your heart for God's message to you.
我们要用心去听。
We must take God's word seriously.
我们对神的话语，我们一定要很严肃的去对待。
Our passage describes what Christians owe the Lord and our brothers and sisters and the world.
这段经文描述了我们作为基督徒，我们亏欠于神，亏欠于弟兄姐妹，亏欠的世界到底是什么。
Our text tells us that our example of brotherly love is Christ.
这里经文也告诉我们一个这个弟兄般的相爱到底是一个怎样一回事。
Notice how gently the Apostle Paul reminds us of the need to be kind and loving in the family of God.
在这里我们看见这个使徒保罗很温柔地提醒我们让我们知道我们需要在神的家里也充满良善，充满仁爱。
He begins with a simple and kind reminder.
他从一个简单的提醒开始。
He says, "Now about brotherly love, you do not need that I write to you."
论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们。
That's an interesting way of putting it.
这讲得非常有意思。
He seems to be saying here that you shouldn't need to be told, but apparently you do.
他好像在说你不应该需要被提醒的，但是。你仍然还是需要。
Well, maybe he's saying I shouldn't need to remind you, but I'm going to anyway.
或者是他说我不想提醒你们，但是我还得这么做。
Sometimes when God or Heavenly Father chastises us, we think afterwards, I should have known that.
有些时候，当神我们在天上的父督责我们的时候，过后我们会觉得，其实我们在以前就应该知道这件事情。
What often happens is that we have a tendency to grow careless.
但是时常发生的是，我们变得越来越粗心大意。
So we need to be reminded by God that He holds us to a higher standard because we have His indwelling love within us.
对，我们需要被提醒，就是神会用那些充满他心里充满他的爱的人做我们的标准的衡量我们。
And we have a special responsibility to those who are part of the family of God.
对那些属于神的家里的人，我们有特别的一个责任。
Also, we have a responsibility to those who are unsaved to be a light and an example for them.
其实对那些还没有得救的人，我们也有这个责任，以致我们可以成为他们的光和成为他们的一个典范。
Brotherly love shows the reality of our new nature in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们的爱显出了我们在基督里的新的生命的一个特质。
In other words, there are behaviors that are naturally fit for those who are born again.
换句话说有些行为对一个要重新得救的人来讲是很自然、很合适的。
Brotherly love is evidence of the indwelling Holy Spirit in our life.
这个弟兄们相爱给这个圣灵内住提供了一个依据。
It is the evidence of our justification by faith.
也为这个因信称义提供了依据。
This behavior identifies what we treasure and that through Christ our hope in the glory of God.
这个行为让人看出我们所视为珍宝的什么，也通过耶稣基督使人看到我们的希望是在神的荣耀里。
These are behaviors that are fitting, natural, and proper for all who are redeemed.
对一个被救赎的人来讲，这些行为是合适的、自然的，也是必要的。
These behaviors are the fruit that the Holy Spirit brings into our life.
这些行为也是圣灵在我们生命中所结出的果实。
Brotherly love is natural to the redeemed because the new birth means that we all are born into the same family.
啊，弟兄们相爱啊，对一个得救人来讲，这是就意味着我们重新出生在一个同样一个家庭里。
We have one Heavenly Father, we have one Savior, Jesus Christ, and we're all part of God's family. First John 5:1 says, everyone who loves the Father loves his children as well. Here we see that the love of the Father shows itself in our love for God's children.
从这里看，我们对父神的爱是通过爱他的子女。
Affection for God brings affection for His children.
对神的感情带出了对他子女的感情。
We plan to spend eternity with each other in the sweetest possible relationships.
我们将用那甜蜜无比的关系在永恒里彼此相爱。
In heaven, there will be no suspicions, animosity, resentment, disapproval in heaven.
在天堂里没有猜忌，没有敌意，没有仇恨，没有彼此批评。
And God commands us to live in the light of that family reality today.
神命令我们现在要像在永恒的家里一样去彼此相处。
Another aspect of brotherly love is the preference to honor others.
兄弟般的相爱的另一个方面就是荣耀别人更胜于自己。
This is also a natural fruit and demonstration that we have been born into the family of God.
这也是我们从新出生在神的家里的一个结果和表现。
We are so incredibly honored by God to have His very own nature within us.
神将他的特质放在我们里面，使我们得到无可描绘的荣耀。
Whenever we fail to honor as we have been honored by God, we betray the fact that we have tasted the treasure our salvation.
当我们被神如此荣耀的时候，我们却不能荣耀别人。这里我们就掩饰不了一个事实，那就是我们还没有尝到救恩所带来的 那份美好的珍宝。
So loving with affection and preferring to honor are important because they show the very nature of one another.
真实的相爱和荣耀别人是很重要的，因为它他们显示了我们在彼此相处所拥有的一个新的生命。
God's commandment to brotherly love, because this behavior strengthens and confirms the faith of those we love and affectionately honor.
神命令我们要彼此相爱，因为这个行为可以帮助加强和验证那些我们所深爱、我们所尊敬的人的他们的信仰。
When you are receiving this love and affection and merciful honor in the body of Christ, you experience the confirmation that ye indeed are part of His family.
当你在基督的身体里接受到这份爱、这份感情、这份充满怜悯的这个尊重的时候，你又经历了也证实了你是属于神的家庭的这个事实。
God means that all things to be done for the upbuilding of the confidence and joy. We read this in 1 Corinthians 14:26.
在哥罗前书第十六章第二十六节上，神要我们凡事都当造就人，帮助人建立信心和带来喜乐。
Loving with affection and preferring to honor are two ways of confirming and strengthening the faith of others.
真实的相爱和荣耀别人是我们能够帮助别人能够加强他们信仰的两个途径。
Now God is not only our example, Jesus Christ is not only our example, but God is the teacher of brotherly love.
神不仅是我们的典范，也就是耶稣基督不仅是我们的典范，神也是我们有关兄弟般相爱的一个老师。
God is the one who is teaching us to love our brothers and sisters.
神就是那位教我们怎样去 兄弟们相爱的一个老师。
We read in verse 9, you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other.
在这个第九节里讲，你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
In the original, this word translated taught by God appears nowhere else in the New Testament.
在这里蒙神的教训只在这里出现一次，在新约别的地方没有出现过。
It speaks of a lesson that cannot be learned in a classroom, but truth that can only be learned in a relationship.
这里我们能够看出这里讲的这个是不能是在教室里学会的，而是通过相处的关系得到的真理。
What more powerful way is there to learn than in a family relationship?
有什么比家庭更好的地方让我们学会彼此相爱呢？
The same is true regarding love.
爱也是同样的。
You learn to love by associating with loving people.
我们和那些充满爱的人相处，我们就学会了爱。
You could make the point that love really isn't learned, it's caught.
你也可以讲是爱不是学会的，爱是得到的。
Because we are born of God, we share this basic nature, which is love.
既然我们是从神而生，那我们就和神分享神的一个基本的一个特质，那就是爱。
Therefore, love ought to be the most natural for the believer to express.
所以对一个爱对一个信徒来说，这个是他生命的最基本的一个表现。
The more time we spend with God in our relationship with Him, the more we're taught about brother and sister love.
当我们和神花更多时间的时候，我们也因为这个也更蒙神的教训。
We love because God is love.
我们爱，因为神就是爱。
You see, we've been born again, and it's a family trait.
看，我们是重新出生，这也是我们这个家庭的一个遗传。
That's the reason why Paul says, "I don't need to teach it to you."
在这里，我们也看到保罗说，我没必要来教导你们。
To be a Christian is to enter into fellowship of the brotherly love.
作为一个基督徒，就是进入一个弟兄般相爱的这样一个团契。
Christ is the only one who is able to make us live this way.
基督就是那个使我们有能力活出这样的爱的那个。
Brotherly love is a portrait of God's own character.
基督弟兄般的爱是神自己的特质的一个描绘。
Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate." To one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ in God has forgiven you.
以弗所书第四章第三十二节说，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕你们一样。
The tenderness of our relationship is rooted in the tenderness of God in Christ.
在我们关系的温柔是根基于。神在基督里的温柔。
When we elevate someone by becoming their servant, we are painting a picture of the way that Christ was among us.
当我们变成某个人的仆人，来抬高他的时候，我们也就描画基督在我们里面的一幅图画。
So loving affectionately and preferring to honor displays the glory of Christ in our life.
真实的爱别人和尊敬别人。就彰显了神的荣耀。
God is our teacher and has taught us we love with affection and honor each other because this attracts the world to love Him.
神是我们老师，他教了我们去用心爱别人，教我们去彼此尊重，因为这样他把这个世界就引到他的身边来爱他和他属他的人。
When you magnify Christ by loving other Christians and showing honor to them, the world will see and be more inclined to glorify God. Matthew 5:16.
在马太福音第五章第十六节有这样的这样讲：当你用爱和尊敬与其他基督徒相处的时候，活出基督的样式，别的人看见也归荣耀于神。
When you study the New Testament church, you see remarkable growth.
当你学这个新约教会的时候，你会看教会在短期里非常快的成长。
This growth of the early church in Rome, in the Roman Empire, was of course due to the power of the Holy Spirit.
在罗马帝国时候的早期的教会成长，当然是归功于这个圣灵的这个大能。
But also another important factor, it was due to the kind of community that was created.
但是也和他们当时所建立的一个社会团契分不开。
Under God, the apostles created a network of loyal, loving, humble, affectionate, respectful, and sacrificial relationships.
在神的带领下，当时使徒用忠心、父爱、真情、父尊、自我牺牲建立了彼此联络的一个关系网。
The fearful, fragment, pagans, and dysfunctional families saw it and were drawn to it.
那些充满畏惧、支离破碎的家庭看到了，他们也被吸引住了。
So you see, there were reasons why the Apostle Paul commands us to love one another.
从这里你也看到这个为什么保罗要我们彼此相爱。
So let our behavior show forth God's love with affection and the honor of each other.
让我们的行为在互相尊重，在神的爱里面去见证神的爱。
This kind of love is not like Christmas ornaments hung on a tree of faith.
这行为不是像圣诞树上那个装饰品挂在我们信仰的树上。
It is more like the branches full of fruit on the tree of faith.
更像这个圣灵这个更像一个结满了果实的树枝。
And they belong to the very nature and life of who is in Christ Jesus.
他们属于我们这些在基督里的人的生命的一个本质。
God is our teacher who is teaching us to love all of God's children.
神是我们是我们的老师，教导我们去爱神所有的孩子。
Now we all must admit that we can't be this kind of person without divine enablement.
如果没有从上面来的这个帮助，我们不可能成为这样的一个人。
We cannot create in ourselves the real affection and authentic honor that we need.
我们自己是不能够自发的产生这种真情，这份真实的这个敬重。
Therefore, we must pray earnestly and regularly for God to come and give us the help that we need.
所以我们必须要迫切的不停的祷告。愿神照我们所需要的给我们。
It is essential that we become more and more like Him.
对于我们来讲，这个是非常重要，那就是我们越来越像基督。
In this type of relationship with God, He can teach us to become the kind of affectionate and honoring person that we need to be.
通过这种与神的关系，我们也能够变得一个充满感情。
The next point that Paul reminds us of is that brotherly love reaches out to all of God's children.
另一个方面就这个保罗在这里讲这个弟兄般的相爱，深处的神的所有的小孩。
As human beings, we have a tendency to create barriers.
作为一个人，我们有这个倾向，就是建立这些屏障。
Now, in many areas of life, this is a good thing.
在生活的很多方面，屏障可以帮助我们。
We need to have safety zones for protection.
我们需要感到安全，所以我们建立一个安全屏障。
But when it comes to our love and devotion to Jesus Christ and His family, there are no boundaries.
当我们谈到对基督的爱和委身的时候，这些屏障就没有必要了。
Notice what Paul is saying about the Thessalonian Christians in verse 10.
在提到罗尼加第十，在这里怎么讲这个帖撒罗尼加的基督徒
？He says, and in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout all of Macedonia.
你们像马其顿各地的众弟兄固然是这样行。
That little word "all" is important.
这里一个小的一个字叫
only a three-letter word and one syllable, but a very important word.
这里 all 是一个三个字母的一个字，但是它虽然简单，但是非常重要。
That word all reaches all the way around the world.
这个字包含了整个世界。
A lot of times Christians get excited about that.
这很多时候，这个做基督徒我们感到很兴奋。
But that word also means that we reach just across the street.
其实这个字也包括了我们的邻舍。
It also means we reach across the house.
也包括我们的住在旁边的人。
We get excited about reaching hundreds and thousands of miles away to other lands, but we also need to reach close by.
当我们非常兴奋的时候，我们对这个远在千里那些人，我们会很兴奋的去想接触他们，但我们对这个生活在旁边的人，我们却感到很陌生。
We need to keep in mind that whatever problems and difficulties we have today, the Thessalonians had them as well.
我们需要记住，我们现在所面临的这些困难，在当时帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒也面临同样的挑战。
The point is that oftentimes it is easier to it is not so easy to let the love of Christ flow to people that aren't like us.
问题是让基督的爱流向那些不同于我们的人，往往不是一件简单容易的事。
Most all of us love some of our brothers and sisters, and it's easy.
对我们大部分来讲，爱我们当中的一些人是不是件难事。
But God wants us to love them all.
但神要我们爱所有的弟兄姐妹。
And all of them sometimes is a different story.
爱所有的人，这确实一个非常不一样的事，不一样的事。
And sometimes it can be pretty tough.
很多时候，这个是一个很艰难的一个任务。
But God's word is clear about this.
但神的话在这里是非常明确的。
We're to love all of God's children.
我们要爱神所有的子女。
All believers are part of our family.
所有的这些信徒都是我们家中的人。
So we can't have reservations about.Maybe this group has a different style of worship, or they pray different than we do.
我们对那些和我们有不同方式敬拜的人，或者是不一样的人，我们不能有些保留。
There have always been points of difference among believers.
在这个神的子民里面，我们总是会看到一些不同。
But if we take Paul serious, if we take the Holy Spirit serious, we're going to have to love all of God's children.
如果我们要认真地对待这个保罗的话语，我们要认真对待这个圣灵的教导，那我们就要爱我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
You know, the love of God is not limited at all.
神的爱是没有限制的。
Not by nation or tongue or custom or clothing or race or politics or caste. Every human condition.
神的爱是不能被国家、海洋、部落、言语、语言、习惯、衣着、种族、政治、社会阶层或任何人造的一些条件限制。
Everyone who is saved, God looked beyond who and what you were.
任何一个被救的人，神都是在看顾他们。
The Paul doesn't stop with stating all of God's family, but continues in verse 10 to stress the idea of increasing our manifestation of God's love.
保罗并没有停止在神的家里这个地方，他继续在第十节里强调了怎样更加彰显神的爱的这个一个理念。
Listen to what he says. He says, "We urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more."
听他在这里怎么讲？他说：“但我劝弟兄们，要更加勉励。”
This means that we should increase in our sympathy and love for those around us.
这就意味着我们需要增加我们对那些在生活中有所需要的人的他们的同情心。
It means that we must show more patience with those that are struggling with things that we don't understand.
对那些我们在生活里有所挣扎，我们虽然 不明白为什么他们在挣扎，我们需要增加我们对他们的耐心。
It means that we must reach out to those in love who may not understand us or disagree with us.
对那些我们不能明白或者不同意我们的人，我们需要伸出爱的手。
The most powerful recommendation of any church is they love one another.
对一个教会来最强而有力的一个推荐，就是他的会员彼此相爱。
The world we live in today craves for this.
世界都渴望爱。
In surveys, when the unchurched are asked what they would want in a church, the answer seems to always be the same.
当你做一些调查的时候，就会发现。对那些想去怎样一个教会的时候，答案总是一样的。
They're looking for a church that cares and will show love.
他们在寻找一个教会，这个教会是关心，是充满爱的。
They're not looking for just a friendly church or a relevant church or a church of many programs.
他们不只是寻找一个友好的，或者是相关的，或者是有很多这种节目的这个教会。
These things are very proper and good and important, and they serve a cry. But the cry of people's hearts are, of most of people are, they want to be loved.
刚讲的这些虽然很重要，但是他们不能够满足这些人在心底的一个苛求。
The world wants to be in a place where they feel God's children love one another and will love them.
人们需要去寻找一个教会，就是。神的子民爱彼此，也爱他们。
In conclusion, we understand that God's purpose for the church is to love the world and teach it the message of the gospel.
这边就要讲到的一个结论就是，神对一个教会的目的就是要爱这个世界，要告诉这个世界，救赎的道路。
God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, and He wants to continue to express that love through you and I, believers.
神爱这个世界，甚至将他的独生子赐给这个世界。这个神也要通过这个教会，继续的把他的爱表达出来。
That is that each true believer would be shining forth of God's love.
每个真正的信徒都要发出这个从神而来的爱的亮光。
So what is Christian love?
什么是基督徒的爱呢？
It is the lifestyle in which we set or an act on Christ's behalf to extend God's love to those that aren't loved.
这就是一种生活方式在里面。我们作为我们代表基督把神的爱延伸到我们周遭的人。
The Scripture teaches us that we are ambassadors for Christ. So God is making the appeal to the world through us.
神是通过我们来吸引世人。
God's appeal is the message of reconciliation through Christ's love of all sinners, that they may be reconciled unto God.
神的这个心意就是一个重新和好的一个信息。通过耶稣基督，所有的罪人与神重新和好。
As His ambassadors and His representatives, we have been entrusted with the message to teach and to guide people how to live in love.
作为他的使者，作为他的代表，我们被委任于这个信息，来教导，来引领，来生活。
Our message is that Christ reconciles the world to God by providing the atonement of sins, and we need to teach them the gospel message.
这个重新和好的信息就是基督作为我们的赎罪祭，使我们与神重新。
How that Christ so loved us that He took God's anger away from us and upon Himself.
基督爱我们，他将神在我们身上的一些愤怒。
He came to a cross. That he was unjustly hung upon, and yet he desires to take that because we're the ones that deserved it.
虽然我们是配得这个惩罚，但是耶稣基督在十字架上为了我们的罪，他承担了一切的神的愤怒，这是一个不公平的事实。
And part of this reconciliation is Jesus is teaching us how to live and love as his children.
在这个重新和的信息里面的一部分，就是耶稣基督告诉我们要做作为神的儿女，我们应该怎样的生活。
Part of that is that we are to love one another so that we will be known by all as God's followers.
在这里面也是神要我们彼此相爱，通过我们的彼此相爱，让世人看见我们是他的门徒。
And by this show of love for one another, individuals will come to know Christ.
通过我们的彼此相爱，别的人也会能够知道基督，而且来归向基督。
May each one of us today purpose in our hearts to show God's love to us by showing God's love to one another.
今天，愿我们每个人在心里都存在着这样一个目标，通过用神的爱爱别人，来显明神在我们里面的爱。
Thank you, and God bless you.
谢谢你，愿神祝福。